Hallelujah. How's everybody today? Praise God. We have some DVDs of the reality series. They're free. It's a project the Lord has put us on to bring reality to those who don't know what's happening. And there's many people who don't know, especially in the body of Christ. Would you turn to the book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, please? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Is everybody there? If you need a Bible, we have Bibles for you. If you didn't bring one and don't own one, get one. It's real simple. Go buy one. The Bible. Basic instructions before leaving earth, right? Without the Bible, you don't know the truth, and the truth will not set you, the truth sets you free, and not knowing the truth, you'll be bound. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Would you read it with me? Now the Spirit. What spirit is this? Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Does the Holy Spirit lie? No. In fact, he's known also as the Spirit of truth. He guides us all truth. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times. Are we in the latter times? If you don't know that, you know now. We are definitely in the latter times. Some will depart from the faith. Now, departing from the faith doesn't mean that you're not going to, I'm going to lose my faith. No, it means that you're going to, individuals be swayed from following. They'll begin to compromise. They'll become complacent. They'll become lazy. They'll begin to establish a different agenda than what the agenda of the Christ is. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. In other words, there will be a multiple arena of deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, so many times we look at a deceiving spirit as just something that deceives someone, and we know that that's it. But there's a spirit, there's a strong man behind deceiving spirits, and it's called a lying spirit. It is a lying spirit. You can't be deceived without being lied to. Hello. In the book of Revelation in chapter 12, and we've spoken this verse quite a few times, Revelation chapter 12, and verse 7, it says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. In other words, Satan, Lucifer, and his angels were no longer able to withstand in the presence of God at his throne room any longer. They were removed from that realm of eternal heaven and sent to the earth, sentenced to the earth in its atmosphere. And it says, so the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who what? He deceives the whole world. How does he deceive the whole world? With truth? No, with lies. Who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with them. So we understand something, that deception, there's three areas of that promote, that are founded by, that are instituted by, in the area that you've got deception, delusion, and confusion. Everyone say deception, delusion, and confusion. And what happens in this area, it's all backed by lying. So everybody got it? It's the lying spirits. People do not realize or understand their true reality of lying spirits. Well, you're deceived. Well, why are you deceived? Well, you were lied to. You know, that was one of the greatest revelations I had when I had my visitation from the Lord. Because his presence was truth and love and pure. And I realized I've been lied to my whole life. I've been lied to. And it doesn't mean that I was lied to on purpose. How many of y'all know that an error is a lie? Things that were written, things that are being taught in school are lies. How many of y'all know evolution is a lie? It's a lie. You didn't come from an animal, or God would have been an animal. And he created animals. Hello. So the world is a place of complete deception. And it's ruled by the ruler of deception. And he likes to bring delusion and confusion. And the word says here, look, let's go a little bit further. It says in verse 10, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, my salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accusing of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies, and they did not love their lives to death. So how did they overcome him? They overcame deception. They overcame confusion. They overcame delusion in all these areas. They overcame the spirit, the lying spirits, by the shed blood of Christ with repentance. Hello? And in exchange of the cross and the price that God paid for me and you from that cross. See, there was an exchange made. What did he bring? He brought truth, didn't he? He brought life. So there's power in the blood, isn't there? The exchange of the cross of our purchase price, the shed blood of Christ Jesus, that not only do we speak, but there was an exchange made in the power of the cross for me and you. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb allows me and you to know who we are. That's one thing that unites everyone as a believer, is the blood of Christ. Because one of the first things that you and I are going to do when we blow it, we repent. So the blood of Christ is always being activated in our life. The blood of Christ must be activated continuously in our life. And it is done through a relationship with the King of Glory. Some people haven't repented in years. I don't need to repent. Well, the Bible says that you and I sin daily. We sin in our thoughts. We sin in our words. Disobedience is sin. Rebellion is sin. And sin is the presence of evil. So if the ruler of this world is Satan and is controlled by lying spirits which manipulate and promote deception, hello, delusion and confusion, and the only way out is through the blood of Christ. The only way out is Jesus. That's why Jesus came and said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. That's the only way out of it. But there's certain things that you and I must cooperate with. You don't get out of something without cooperation of something. When the bus comes to the bus station and you choose not to get on it, you can't say, oh, God didn't help me today when he sent the bus to you. You just chose to keep your blessed assurance on the bench. And you can't blame God. Does everybody get it? You know, many people have heard the saying of the guy that was crying for help and whatever, and you know, and the flood was coming, and you know, he's on the first floor and he sees the flood coming. He cries out to the Lord for help, and he sees this stuff happening. And this four-wheel drive comes up and says, "Come on, get in, let's get out of here." No, I'm waiting on God. Goes to the second floor, boat comes, dude, come on, get in there. No, I'm waiting on God. He goes to the roof of the house. And he's drowning. Helicopter comes, throws down a rope. Grab all of it. No, I'm waiting on God. The dude dies. Gets before the Lord. Lord, where were you when I called? He says, what do you think said the four-wheel drive, the boat, and the helicopter? Hello? But so many times we think we're waiting on God when he's already doing it. But we come so religious and goofy and granola-headed because of the lying spirit that deceives us, causes deception, and brings confusion. Let me tell you, you're dealing with this not on a one-time basis, on a daily basis. Remember, the powers of darkness want to interfere with every one of your decisions to put you on the wrong track. Every decision you're getting ready to make, I can guarantee you that a demon is there trying to influence you. Hello? So we see here that our way out is through the blood and through the power of the tongue with our word of testimony. And by decreeing the word of God. And it says, and they did not love their lives unto death. In other words, we're no longer fighting for our life. We're fighting for the life of truth. Go to Genesis 3. Lying spirits. In verse 1. It says, now the serpent. Now we understand that the serpent was actually a upright, walking, fallen angel of Satan's kingdom. It says he was the most cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, so the serpent spoke. Hello? The serpent did what? Spoke. Do animals speak? No. The serpent spoke, and he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Now would God lie? No. And what did the serpent respond? Then the serpent said to the woman, you shall not die. So he called God a what? Liar. But he lied to her, didn't he? Does everybody get it? And so what happened is she fell. She submitted to what the serpent said. Her, and then what she gave to Adam, and he fell, the fruit. And then something happened. And I'm going to go down to verse 8. It says, then Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called to Adam and said, where are you? Like he didn't know where he was. And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid. He had fear because I was naked and I hid myself. And the Lord said, who told you that you were afraid? Hello. Who told you about fear? Come on, Adam, you didn't even know what fear was. Who told him? The serpent, right? The lying spirit. Does everybody got that? See, people are bound by fear. The Bible says that God's not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and sound mind. So when we accept what the spirit, the lying spirit says, it brings us into an arena of fear. People come up and tell me, well, I was afraid of this. Well, who told you that? Well, we know a lying spirit told them that they were afraid. I want you to understand something vitally important, that deceiving spirits, doctrines of demons, they're based on the foundation of a lying spirit. We are being lied to continuously in movies and music and all kinds of stuff. Again, people going to school. There's so much doctrine in colleges that is lying and deceiving people and keeping them bound. I'm not saying don't go to college, but I pray that you have a good walk with the Lord so you know you won't be deceived. Amen? So we see here that deception was manifested by a lying spirit which speaks. It promotes fear, offense, hatred. It promotes addiction. It promotes wrong decisions because it puts you in a state of confusion. They're also called strongholds. It promotes strongholds, which are memory lies. These are strongholds also of emotional attachments. It brings bondage. So many times people don't even attack a lying spirit. They're going after everything else but a lying spirit. But I want you to grab hold of something today. The foundation, Satan's foundational kingdom is based on lying spirits. And we need to start attacking those spirits every day. When we get up and we pray every morning, we should be binding the lying spirits. So many times we're going after all of these brand name spirits. They're new with tags. Instead of going to the base, the foundational spirits that promote what they're doing and associated with them. They are called lying spirits. Amen? Acts 5. Acts 5. Is everybody there? Verse 1, would you read it with me? But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought in a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to what? Who filled his heart to lie? Satan. To the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself. In other words, he made a covenant. He made a vow already. And he decided not to fulfill it. That's what you need to do is come and say, look at man, I'm sorry, I changed my mind. I repent, and I'm going to hold back this because of... But he lied. You know, one of the things about lying is lying protects fear. Lying protects fear. People lie because they're afraid. It's a protector. And while, he says, while it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. You know, people think they lie to a man, but you ain't lying to a man. You lie to God. Everything is associated with you and God, not with just you and man, but you and God. And Ananias, hearing these things, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. I'll tell you what, people will be changing. Can you imagine when we say, okay, everybody, bring your tithe up. Bring your offering. What's your offering? 10% of what your income is. That's your offering. It's called tithe. Does everybody get it? Okay, so if you chose not to bring 10% of your tithe and give it to the kingdom, and you fell out and died, I can guarantee you that more people in the body of Christ would be tithing. Of course, we wouldn't have so many people in the body of Christ either. But that's how it was then. You know, the more the glory of God is, the more accountability and responsibility. Things are narrowing now because more of God's presence is coming out because the powers of darkness are being unleashed more and more. Is everybody okay? So they lied to God. Remember, lying is a protector of fear. It's a protector of self. So I encourage you, be honest. You know, when I was bound in drugs, first thing that began to help me was just finally being honest with myself. Man, I'm an addict and I'm an idiot. I've lied, I've done this, I've done that, but I'm no longer that anymore. Okay, I made my confession, it's done and over with. Don't keep telling me what I am when I'm not. Because see, Jesus said, I'm a new creation in Christ, all things pass away and all things become new. So why would I go to meetings every week that tell me I'm an addict? Then they're promoting my addiction, they're promoting my bondage. Because of the power, life and death and the power of the tongue. It's nothing but demon management. I wanted freedom. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 20. So these lying spirits bring deception, don't they? In verse 6, lying spirits. Leviticus chapter 20, verse 6. And it says, and the person, and this is one of the things that the Lord was bringing forth through Moses. And he was told Moses to tell his people these things. He said, and the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. I want you to know that mediums, this is not the size of a pair of pants or a shirt. Hello. These are mediums that are, they are challenged, they channel demons through them. And they are familiar spirits. They practice divination. They practice witchcraft. People read their horoscopes. They open themselves up to lying spirits. What promotes these spirits are lying spirits. Has everybody got it? Mediums, sorcerers, and witch, it's all lying spirits. I hear people tell me, yeah, my grandmother showed up in my room the other night. Oh, really? She's dead. Her spirit's with the Lord. God would not send her spirit back here. No, I talk. Let me tell you. Look, I don't know if anybody remembers what happened in Fatima many years ago where supposedly Mary, the mother of God or whatever, was appeared to what? Three children. It was a familiar spirit. Even though it had a sense of goodness to it, but you know what? God would not send a person in his place there. Has everybody got it? Especially Mary. What did it start? Everybody started praying to Mary instead of Jesus. The Bible says no man comes to the Father except for what? Through the Son. Why would you want to pray to a saint when you can pray directly to God Almighty? That's called praying to the dead. It's called necromancing, and it is sin. It's sin. And it opens the door to demonic activity in the people. It brings more deception, more delusion, and more confusion. See, when a lying spirit is involved and you're allowing it to run your life, there will always be a cycle of deception, delusion, and confusion. And you won't know what decisions to make sometimes, or you will make the wrong ones. Is everybody okay? I'm going to go a little further on this because it's pretty interesting. What does he say here? In verse 7, consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And you shall keep my statutes and perform them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. For everyone who curses his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He has cursed his father or his mother. His blood shall be upon him. Verse 10. The man who commits adultery with another man's wife, he who commits adultery with his neighbor's wife, the daughter, the adulterer and the adulteress shall be put to death. In other words, the end result will be what? Death. People think, oh, you're going to die immediately? Listen, when we were all committing adultery, we didn't die immediately. When we were all in fornication, we didn't die immediately. But we were perishing. That means decaying. We were dying. In fact, we were hastening our death. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Both of them shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. If a man, now look at this, if a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall be put to death. They have committed perversion, their blood shall be upon them. If Verse 13, here we go. Are you all right now? If a man lies with a male as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. That's called homosexuality. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Remember, God did not create Adam and Steve. He created Adam and Eve. The purpose of that was to have offspring. If a man marries a woman and her mother, it is wicked. They shall be burned with fire, both he and they, that there may be no wickedness among you. If a man mates with an animal, now this sounds strange to me. Why would a man? Because they did. Fallen angels who put on flesh mated with animals. And I truly believe that's where dinosaurs came from. If a man mates with animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them. Does everybody see these things? This is how curses come upon people. And here the world is promoting homosexuality, same-sex marriage, lesbianism. Oh, be whatever you want to be. That's the doctrine of Satan. Do what I feel like doing. So let's just set up a bunch of places where people can go to. Let's have a bunch of clubs where people can fornicate. Let's have all these places where homosexuality can be committed. I can tell you that demons are ruling in those places and people are dying. Hello? And what is it backed by? Lying spirits are behind mediums and familiar spirits. They're behind perversion, abominations. They will produce death. Listen. One of the things that's going to happen is you're going to hear a voice of a lying spirit every single day. It will approach you. But it's our responsibility not to allow it to be manifested through us. We're to get rid of it. Has everybody got it? See, we're here now. The body of Christ is here to absorb all, basically, evil. Not that we're taking it in, but we're taking it down. We're here to, we're holding back right now all evil on the earth. It's the body of Christ is holding back the evil. Once the body of Christ is removed, people are going to be deceived like crazy. And, I mean, you know, they're deceived already. Look at what's on. Look at how many people voted for a man that promotes abortion and same-sex marriage. That's deception. That's lying. Why? Because if you vote for that person, every child that's been aborted, every person that's been married and committed abomination, the blood is on your hands. Why? Because you promoted it. You agreed with it. That's why anyone who's ever been involved, got a woman pregnant or whatever, or has had an abortion, they need to repent. Forgive me, Lord, for allowing or being a part of that abortion. Now, when we were in the world, things were different. We didn't know. Or actually, we did know, but we chose the wrong way. We knew something within us wasn't right. We knew adultery wasn't right. We knew same-sex marriages wasn't right. We knew something wasn't right. Well, we'll just let them live the way they want to live. Yeah, everybody must work out their own salvation. But we still have a choice, don't we? We have a choice to promote it or reject it. And if we're truly walking with the Lord and truly saying that, listen, the word believe, if you say you believe Jesus, that means you follow him. Amen? And if you follow him, that means that you will produce the fruits and the character of Christ. Now, would Jesus promote abortion? No. Would he promote same-sex marriage? Would he say, yeah, it's okay, go ahead and lay with every animal? No. He said it here. Does he promote lying? No. And these lying spirits are always trying to promote deception, delusion, and confusion. Is everybody okay? In 1 Corinthians 3, lying spirits were to bind, blind, mute, deaf, dumb, and cast them out. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. He says, and I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you are not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. I want you to understand what promotes carnality. It's a lying spirit. For where there are envy and strife, hello, envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? So we see here the fruit of this is envy, strife, and what? Divisions. Why? Because they're being what? Lied to. They're being lied to. And those are lying spirits. Envy, strife, and divisions are carnal. They're backed and promoted by lying spirits. So many think that they're so spiritual, yet they're so carnal. I'm spiritual. Yeah, well, the fruits show that they're carnal because why? They're associating with a lying spirit and don't even know it. They're granola, nutty, fruity. They think they're so spiritual, but they're not. They're of deception, they're delusion and confused because of the presence of lying spirits. In Zechariah chapter 10. Zechariah chapter 10. Lying spirit. In verse 1, it says, ask the Lord for rain in the time for the latter rain. The Lord will make flashing clouds. He will give them showers of rain, grass in the field for everyone. Verse 2, would you see? Does everybody see that? Let's speak that together. For the idols speak what? Delusion. Idols speak delusion. Listen, an idol comes because a person has been lied to. Does everybody get this? So people like to make things as an idol in their life. Sometimes certain TV, vehicles, all kinds of things can be an idol. Money can be the big idol. And to so many people, these idols speak to them. They release like an emotion to them. I gotta have. And when they get it, it's never enough. So these idols speak, but what they speak is they speak delusion. Why? Because they lie to them, it becomes an idol, and it releases a delusion. Delusion is visual. Look at, for the idols speak delusion. The diviners envision what? Lies. And tell false dreams. They comfort in vain. Therefore the people wend their way like sheep. They are in trouble because there is no shepherd or someone to tell them the truth. You know, not everybody likes to hear the truth. They ask, oh man, I really like to know the truth. But when they get it, man, they don't want to hear it.
You're kidding me? I don't want to know that stuff.
Why? It makes them accountable. People don't want to be accountable. Oh man, I figure if I just don't know, I'm all right. No, no, that's not how it is. You're going to be judged whether you know it or not. It don't matter. You still have to stand before the King of Glory. So we see that idols will speak. They speak delusion. They release a delusion because they put a person in a state where now what they've heard was a lie and what their perception is now is a lie. So it releases a delusion. In Isaiah 66, it's known as a false vision. There's a lot of people that have a false vision because it was promoted by a lying spirit. Is everybody okay? False visions are promoted by what? Lying spirits. Isaiah 66 and verse 3. It says, he who kills a bull is as if he slays a man. He who sacrifices a lamb is as if he breaks a dog's neck. He who offers a grain is as if he offers swine's blood. He who burns incense is as if he blesses an idol. Just as they have chosen their own ways, and their soul delights in their abominations. Look at verse 4. And this is what the Lord says. So I will choose their what? Delusions. And bring their fears on them, because when I called, no one what? Answered. Has God been calling you? Let me tell you, if you're not answering the call, you will fall into a delusion. Because when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, they did not hear, but they did evil before my eyes and chose that in which I do not delight. Are we doing those things that he does not delight? Then we're in a false delusion, a false vision. Has everybody got that? In other words, these are individuals that are rejecting his call. They're rejecting his warning because of their association with lying spirits, and it brings a false vision or delusion. You know, many people have gone on the wrong path because it's been promoted by lying spirits. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, let me tell you, certain sicknesses and diseases are promoted by lying spirits. Why? Because what they do is they promote fear, anxiety, stress. That's all based on a lying spirit. Then they get on medication. Then they go into delusion. For some individuals, it's done so much damage to them, damage to their brain, that they need a miracle. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Is everybody there? In verse 9, would you read it with me? It says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of who? Satan. With all power, signs, and what? Lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deceptions among those who what? Perish. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be what? Saved. So people who are rejecting the love of the truth, choosing not to follow, even though they're proclaiming they're believers, choosing not to follow are actually dying. They're slowly perishing, but they're perishing quicker than normal. In other words, they're heading to death faster. And verse 11, and for this reason God will what? Send them what? Strong delusion. He's going to choose their delusion, isn't he? Why? Because they've rejected. For God will send them strong delusion that they will what? Believe the lie. That they all may be what? Condemned who do not believe the truth, but had pleasure in what? Unrighteousness. In other words, they're going to hell. Unless something happens and they cry out and turn, they're going to hell. Totally separated from God forever for unrighteous lusts and pleasures in this world. To give all it up and sell their birthright for eternity, separation of God. We got to be plumb nuts. I would say plumb deceived by lying spirits, deception and delusion and confusion. Strong delusion to believe the lie because of rejecting the truth. In John 8, would you go there, please? And we're seeing it happen more and more, aren't we? We're seeing lying come forth more and more. Politicians at one time, were supposed to have been somewhat honest. You can barely find any. Hello? Their whole purpose is about self, isn't it? And now our whole government's been taken over by lying spirits, demonic holds, and deception, promoting delusion. And now they're trying to bring forth their lying spirits to bring a false vision and false delusion to America. People are deceived, bringing their dependence on the government. They're depending on the government to rescue them and protect them. They're going to be in big surprise when they turn against them. There's only one government that protects us, and that's the kingdom of God government, the eternal government. We're no longer citizens here. We're citizens of an eternal government. Amen? In John chapter 8 and verse 41, and Jesus said to the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, you do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. And Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. You would what? Love me. When you love someone, do you have relationship with them? Amen. When you love someone, do you trust them? You know, love and trust go together. Does everybody get that? They go together. Now, you may say that you love someone, but you don't trust them. That's a terrible place to be. Terrible. That means you care for that person, but you don't trust them because you can't love something you can't trust. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he who sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? He said, because you are not able to listen to my words. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in truth, because there is no truth in him. In other words, Satan's kingdom has no foundational truth whatsoever. Their foundation is built on lies. The ruler of this world is Satan's kingdom, and their foundation is lies. The world is deceived. It is in a delusion, and it is completely confused. That's why there's only one way out of this, and that's through Christ Jesus. And I don't mean believing. I mean following. People who say they believe and don't follow are definitely confused. Amen? He says, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from what? His own resources. For he is a liar and the what? Father of it. Oh my gosh, how much more do we need? Hallelujah. He's the father of lies. He's Lucifer. Lucifer's kingdom is based on the foundation of pride and lies. All religions are a lie, but the way, truth, and life. There's only one truth. They have a bunch of rituals, but there's only one. Follow. We are not of religion. I am not a religion. I am not a religious person. People, man, you must be a religious person. No, I'm not. I'm not religious at all. I'm not looking to be spiritual. I'm a son of the Most High. I'm a servant, a steward, an ambassador, and a minister, and a messenger of the King of Glory. Hold a position in his office of body of Christ, but it ain't my office. Only he fulfills the office, and he uses someone to speak through. Everything is his, not ours. The gifts of the Holy Spirit are not our gifts, or gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen? They're not ours. Satan, Lucifer, is the father of lies. Everything is based upon lie. Jesus is the only way out. The only way. Truth is the only way out. So if you don't know truth, don't follow truth, don't practice truth, you cannot be free. If you don't confess truth, you cannot be free. Because by confessing truth, truth goes before you. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, it's our responsibility to expose the lying spirits in our life. And whether you know they're there or not, you should still be binding them every day. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. Is everybody there? Would you read it with me, please? If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come what? Envy, strife, reveling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. In other words, we're to know these things. We're to know that when a person is bound by lying spirits, of course, there's that influence. You're going to know that fruit. They're going to be unstable. You're not going to be able to trust them. You don't know what their next thing is going to be. They'll have a form of godliness, but they're not walking in the power. Has everybody got that? And the Word tells us about that. Go to 2 Timothy 3 while we're here in verse 1. It says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Why will perilous times come? Because lying spirits are going to be influencing so many people and causing division, strife, and separation. They'll be causing and promoting murder, perversion, abominations. It says, verse 2, for men will be lovers of what? Themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Now we know that these are people that are proclaiming and trying to influence you. Do you understand it? Turning away doesn't mean, I'll see you, I'll never talk to you again. Turning away means you're putting a hand up and saying, I'm not going to take everything this person says. I can't believe everything this person says. I'm not going to trust any. In other words, this person's got to prove to me that they're right, right with God. That's what it means by turning away. You know, I'll never forget when I cried out to the Lord for help and so forth, and I asked to be free, and he said, show me you want to be free. Show me. I'll show you. Yeah. Are you willing to do whatever it takes? Yeah, show me. Don't give me a word. You gave me enough words. Now show me. Show me you're willing to do something and complete it. It's like, whoa, okay. So I started something, and 2 months later, he came and visited me. Never been the same. Hallelujah. So we see here now that this is what's happening. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 6. Anybody know lovers of men, lovers of money, have forms of godliness but deny power? Don't raise your hand. I know you all do. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, in verse 3, which we did already, I wanted to share one other thing here. In this, there are fruits of lying, deception, delusion, and confusion. Has everybody got this? These are fruits of lying spirits. Deception is associated with voice. When you are spoken to, you're deceived. When you accept it, you deceive. Now, once you are deceived and you accept it, what happens is because it's called a flawed perception comes, which brings a delusion. Is everybody okay? So when you are lied to, when we're spoken to, it brings us into a place of deception. When we walk in that place of deception, what's keeping us in that deception is now we have a false vision or false delusion. It's called flawed perception. And what happens then, because that brings us false vision. Now, when those two are being manifested, it brings confusion. We are not able to see things through to the end. It results in bad choices. I want to say this again, because this is important. Where there is deception, there will come delusion. And there will come confusion. Not able to see things all the way through to the end. In other words, what's your decision? Have you seen it through? Well, I can't. Then you're in confusion. And because of that, we are not able to make correct choices. People live on assumption. Assumption is dangerous. Let me tell you about faith. Faith says you heard from God. When God speaks to you, you get a vision. When you see that vision, what God speaks to you, you're able to see it through. Then you move. That's called faith. I live by faith. There's no such thing as blind faith. I don't know where it came from. It's not in the Bible. No blind faith. Faith means vision. Faith is associated with seeing something after God told you, and it is true. If you don't see it, then you're walking in assumption. And if you're walking in assumption and you're a person that lives a life of assumption, you're dangerous because you will always be moved by how you feel instead of truth. God is not the God of feeling. He's the God of truth. You'll be easily offended. Always blaming everybody else, looking at everybody else's dirty laundry instead of washing your own. You always blame everybody else for what you do. All influenced by a lying spirit, which brings deception, delusion, and confusion. James chapter 3. Always fighting for your life, never surrendering it. You will fall into a place of compromise, complacency, and laziness. You'll make many promises and can't fulfill them. In James chapter 3 and verse 13, is everybody okay? You came for the truth, right? Lying spirits. In verse 13 it says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. You know, many people lie against the truth because they know the truth, but they choose to lie against it because they reject. When you reject truth, you are actually lying. I'm going to say it again. When you reject truth, you are lying. Verse 15, it says, this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and what? Demonic. It is influenced by demonic presence called lying spirits. For where envy and self-seeking exist, what else exists? Confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Again, worldly wisdom is protected by lying spirits. They do not submit to godly wisdom. It promotes compromise, complacency, laziness, doubt, unbelief, and confusion. Confusion is the inability to make right decisions that are pleasing to God because they can't see it through. It leaves a person in a state of double-mindedness and instability. Ephesians chapter 4. These are demons from hell that approach people and live in people. They live in people. If they can live in you, believe me, they'd rather live in you than just walk around you. So when you open yourself to these spirits, when you agree with them, they have a legal right to enter you. One of the things about these spirits is they always interfere with God's will. They promote man's will always. They'll do everything. Look at Lucifer's kingdom is not going to promote the will of God. It will have a form of promoting the will of God because it's the master deceptor, the foundation of lying. They always have an arena of promoting God's will, but it's actually a setup. So if you really don't know the Lord or walking with the Lord or in fellowship of those who know the Lord, you will walk in deception, delusion, and confusion until you have become into that place where you can see things through. And that's truly a walk with the Lord. That's called living in the Spirit, walking in the Spirit. And look at, I don't care how long you've been walking with the Lord. I don't care what you've done. I don't care if you've raised people from the dead. I don't care if you've gone to heaven and come back or hell and come back. Everybody's still vulnerable. The devil doesn't give up on us. He still considers you his child, even when you're serving the Lord. It says he seeks whom he can devour. It's our responsibility to keep him off of us. It's our responsibility to keep things right. It's our responsibility to take dominion. Jesus said, I gave you the keys and took them from the devil. We have no excuse. We have no excuse. Everything is given to me and you. Now we got to use what's been given to us. Amen? Ephesians chapter 4, is everybody there? In verse 25. Let's speak it together. Therefore what? Putting away what? Lying. Isn't that the first thing he says? Put away what? Lying. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. From what? Lying. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Go to Matthew 7. And then we have one more scripture and we'll close. Lying spirits. I believe the Lord was very definite on this today. Don't play with them. They'll kill you. Too many people pet evil. Don't pet it. Expose it and destroy it and get rid of it. Ask yourself, who told me that? Who's telling me this? Why am I doing what am I doing? Listen, when divine order is being interrupted, something's not right. Something's not right. I believe divine order right now is the key. It's the key to overcome. With the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. See, the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony is the love of your life, not unto death. It's divine order. Without divine order, we go astray. We fight to maintain divine order. Why? Because that's how we receive things. It's how we get revelation from God. Ooh. Ephesians, where did I say to go? Matthew 7. In verse 14, let's go a little bit back. In verse 12, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Look at verse 13. Enter by the what? Narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to what? Destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to what? Life. You got to fight, man. And there are few who find it, few who find it. Many people start off the right way, but don't end the right way. Verse 15, beware of what? False prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are what? Ravenous wolves. And we're seeing much of that today. We got these idiots that are on TV proclaiming to be reverends and all kinds of stuff. And they promote racism. They promote division. They promote same-sex marriage and all these goofy other things. Verse 16, it says that you will what? You will know them by their fruits. I want you to understand something. Say, you will know them by their words. You will know them by their actions. You will know them by how they live. You'll know them how they spend money. You'll know them how they give money. Does everybody understand it? You'll know them in their service to the kingdom. whatever kingdom they're serving. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear good bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. You will what? You'll know them. I'm going to close at Revelation 22. Lying spirits, they bring deception, delusion, and confusion. Put away the lying spirits. Cast them down. Be honest with God, yourself, and others. See, if you can't be honest with yourself and others, you can't be honest with God. God is the number one. The one who created you. The one that you're standing before every day. Every day you're standing before his judgment throne. You stand before that every single day. We walk wherever you're doing, you're before God's judgment throne. Why? Because when you give your last breath up, you better be serving the Lord. You better be right with God, because if you don't, the demons come and get you, or the angels do when you give your last breath. But I believe 30 years ago, no, it's your last breath. What's happening? What's going on your last breath? Revelation 22 and verse 12. And the Lord says, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs." Now, people think these are woof, woof, woof. That ain't that dog I'm talking about, man. These are not animals. Dog here means demonized individuals. Dogs. "Outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and idolatries and whoever loves and practices a lie." They are outside the eternal gates. "I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, 'Come, come out from among them and be separate. Come, and let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify to everyone who hears the words and the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to those things, which will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book this prophecy, God will take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming quickly.' Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." We are in a tremendous time right now where there is much deception, delusion, and confusion. Some people don't know what to do, but they know something's happening. And I can tell you something is definitely happening. And there's something that's about to get to happen big time. We're just stepping in there. There are dimensional transitions happening right now. There'll be more shaking and quaking. There'll be more traumas. There'll be more earthquakes. There'll be more lying. There'll be more deception. But there'll be more presence of God. There'll be more glory and the power of Christ to overcome. Because let me tell you, he won't forsake us. He's with us. And if it's God before you, who can be against you? Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed be protected by your word, that it grow and bear fruit for your glory. And that encouragement, wisdom, and knowledge would be imparted in your people. That a heart change would be manifested. And a direction to be put on the path of your perfect will come forth in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.